too young for this trek. The final frontier. These are the voyages of...
MC.
Troy.
And Eric.
Their mission to introduce Tyler to strange new episodes.
To seek out the best and worst media in the Star Trek franchise.
To boldly go where several podcasts have probably gone before.
Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of Too Young for This Trek. I'm Tyler, and today you're going to hear from myself. I'm the one who hasn't seen Star Trek. And then my co-host Eric, Troy, and MC. We're going to tell you our predictions for Season 3 of Star Trek Discovery. And then we'll revisit these over, you know, the season and see how wrong or right we were. So, yeah, we recorded these all separately. That way, we wouldn't know what each other's predictions are. And it was also way easier and more convenient for everyone because MC lives in, like, a totally different time zone. It's kind of in the style of our other podcasts that we've mentioned several times that you should totally check out, Podcasters Assemble. So here we go.
Will all of Season 3 take place 930 years in the future, the year 3188? Will future seasons remain in this period? I don't think they're going to stay that far forward. I hope that they don't come back to the period that they were, but I wouldn't mind if they came back somehow to, like, Picard era, where we're going to see the future of the Federation, but not quite that future.
Yeah. Not only will season three take place in the future, I think that the rest of the show probably will. And because even though I like Star Trek Voyager, I think the premise of that show was never really pushed to its limits. And I feel like this is a similar situation where they can actually really have some stakes with that whole Lost in Space style concept. I also love that this is so far in the future that we can't really predict what's going to happen. It's so far removed from the Star Trek we know, and that's really exciting because it will feel like they're really boldly going to strange new worlds.
Ooh, I don't know if they'll continue to be in the future or if somehow they'll find their way back. That's interesting. I believe most of this season, if not all of it, will be in this future time period.
So I think mostly, I think the season will stay in that time period, at least until the final episode. And then I could see them going to a different time period, like maybe they'll go visit like the TNG, Voyager, Deep Space Nine era, maybe sometime after that, maybe they go to like... You know, yeah, to like the Picard era. I don't know where Picard and Lower Decks line up with each other, but yeah, somewhere in between, somewhere around there. That could be interesting. But also, I'd really like them just to stay this far in the future, because, you know, then people can't complain about continuity.
What is the burn, exactly? You know, I have a feeling that it has something to do with the Omega particle from that one episode of Star Trek Voyager. In case it's not that, I'm not going to explain what it is for Tyler's sake, because spoilers. But I feel like that would be interesting if that ended up becoming, like, a galactic issue.
Obviously a cataclysm of some sort. I don't know.
So I actually have two theories on this. And I'll tell you one here and I'll tell you one later. But my first theory is that the burn is something that came about when Michael's mother like time traveled like too many times. Like maybe, like she time traveled, I can't remember how many times she said, but like hundreds of times. And like maybe that like had some negative effect on the future. Like it kind of like wore something out. I don't know. It wore something out. What it wore out, it wore out time itself. And anyways, the reason it would be called the Burn is because it would be short for Burnham. Yeah.
Who will Georgiou bet in this season? Anyone she can?
Who will Giorgio bed this season? Who will Giorgio bed this season? What if Giorgio and Saru hook up? That'd be a trip, huh? Because she's eaten him in another universe. And maybe she'll eat him in this universe. Bow chicka wow wow.
Saru? That'd be interesting. Yeah, that'd be an interesting couple, Giorgio and Saru. Huh.
So, she's 100% going to sleep with Saru. And I'll tell you why. So, Saru and Giorgio have both, like, developed a lot as characters. We've got, like, Giorgio is becoming more human over, like, season two. And sure, she's eaten Kelpians in the past, but I don't think, like, they kept them as slaves, but I don't think she would have slept with a Kelpian. I just don't think that's her. You know, she seemed kind of disgusted by, like, Lorca's whole thing, so I don't think she's a sex pest. I think she's got a very, like, open sexual experience. So I think, like, hey, now she sees Saru, who's lost his fear. He's not those, like, weak, fearful Kelpians that she's familiar with. Like, he's completely different. So I think she'll have, like, some interest in him. And then I think Saru, he lost his fear. Like, he no longer has his fear ganglia. So he's not going to be scared, like, of Giorgio, who, you know, he probably was initially. And also the original Giorgio that he knows, he definitely has a lot of affection for. And then I think Michael's going to be missing for the beginning part of this season. And judging by her hair change, I think there's a time gap. So, like, maybe for the show, it'll be, like, an episode or two, but, like, actually in it, I think it could be a year more. And so maybe they bond over their, like, love for Michael. You know, one thing leads to the other. What legacy characters do you expect to see in this season, if any? So, I heard a rumor that Q was going to be in this, but I think I heard that wrong because he showed up in Lower Decks. So, I think that's probably what I heard about. But I think we'll definitely see Spock in this. Maybe Michael will come across like a old Starfleet ship or an old Starfleet facility that has like records on past events, and then we'll get like a recording, probably just like an audio recording or something like that, like a log that Spock had kept. It'll probably be like a reference to the movies or TOS or something.
I'm not going to get specific here because Tyler won't know them, but I'm going to say maybe he does know this name. Anyway, I'm going to say Dax. I'm really hoping we get Dax to show up. I also really hope we don't get Dax to show up because that would really make the universe feel really small, but it would be cool too.
So I think it'd be really cool to see Dax again. Because of the nature of her or his character, yeah, they could totally make an appearance. I don't know if they're planning on doing something with the Picard crew, but I think that there's a lot of room for crossover here. Obviously, there's a bit of a time gap, but who knows what happens with Picard? You know, they could also end up stuck in the future. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Picard's technically an android now, so maybe he changed his mind about, maybe he decided to be immortal after all, or maybe, you know, who knows? Who knows what happens in Picard season two? I think it would be amazing to see some kind of crossover at some point. I would love to see Harry Mudd come back. Holy crap, that would be amazing. So Mudd was on a couple episodes of TOS. He was in the animated series. And at one point, the actor was going to reprise his role on The Next Generation. And for some reason or another, it never came about. So we don't really know what happened to Mudd after the animated series. But I think it would be amazing if somehow he got stuck in the future. And it was just this massive coincidence that the Discovery, like, ran into him again, like, post all his other adventures from the original series. Let's see. I mean, yeah, if we can get any more DS9 or Voyager alum, I'd be happy.
Probably Spock will be in a flashback or something. Maybe we'll see some characters from other shows in Holodecks or some other database sort of recreation, I guess. Maybe.
Will we see any follow-up to the worlds explored in previous seasons? I think it would be weird to not revisit Kaminar, Saru's homeworld, and kind of see the fallout of what happened in season 2. It seems like a foregone conclusion that we're going to see Terra Elysium or New Eden. I would love to see the Mirror Universe this far in the future, because we got little glimpses here and there throughout some of the other shows of what happened in the Mirror Universe, you know, after Discovery, after the original series. So I'd love to see, like, where that goes, you know? Maybe the Mirror Universe is more prosperous than the Prime Universe during this time period. That would be something. Kronos? Yeah, I don't know, like, what's the situation with the Klingon Empire this far in the future? Did they eventually, like, officially join the Federation? Did they, like, calm their tits? Like, I don't know. Same with Vulcan. What's Earth in the future? Did Earth get destroyed? Like, you know, I have so many questions, and, you know, I'm excited to see where this goes.
It's very possible we'll probably see some version of Earth or Vulcan, because they're a large part of the Federation and what this season's dealing with. I hope we see Kronos. I'm not sure if we will. And I'm hoping for at least one episode in the Mirror Universe. But we'll see.
So I think we will see Saru's home for sure. Like, we have to see it and, like, see how, like, things shook out with the Ba'ul and everything. I think we will also see New Eden. That'd be cool to see, you know, over a few hundred years that it, like, developed into, like, I don't know, like a new thriving Earth. Like, in my mind, it's, I'm forgetting the name of the planet, but it's the one from Star Wars where it's just, like, an entire city that takes out the planet. Yeah, that'd be cool.
There is confirmed to be a cat on the show this season named Grudge. How many, look, there's a cat, I've got a cat segments do you expect to be on this podcast? Minimum 5. I reckon at least maximum 1 per episode.
I mean, if he's a regular on the show, it's probably going to be every episode. It's okay. I have plenty of cats and plenty of stories.
So I'm going to say, like, they made a big deal about this cat, just like they made a big deal about Picard having a dog, and then he abandons his dog. So there's probably going to be, like, one appearance of a cat in this show. Yeah.
Will Tilly continue training to become captain? I hope so, honestly. I hope that, you know, the Federation reforms, and I hope that Tilly eventually gets to captain her own ship by the end of the show.
For sure. Yes. That's her dream.
Who do you think isn't going to make it this season? Oof, that's a good one. It does seem like someone has to die, right? Like, just with the way the show's been going. Oof. Yeah, I don't know if I feel comfortable answering that. It better not be Bryce. I'll say that much. I want to get to know some of the bridge crew. You know, I don't want any of them to get killed off before we really get to know them. I don't want the episode to start with this elaborate flashback and then end with their funeral, you know? I doubt that Burnham is going to die. That would be weird. I like that Burnham's the main character, and I hope that she continues to be, you know?
It'll probably be Jet Reno, just because I like her so much. That would suck. I really like Jet Reno, and I want to see more. Like, please don't kill her.
Oh my god, there's so many characters, and I don't want to choose one to die. But if someone is going to die, who's it gonna be? Maybe someone from the bridge. Maybe none. Oh, that's just, why would you do this? What's up with the spore drive? Well, at the end of last season, Stamets got injured, so I'm gonna guess that's gonna be down for a while. It's probably not gonna operate as it should in the future. Maybe something's happened to the mycelium network. I know.
I think it's going to end up getting fixed, and if my theory about the burn is correct, I feel like the spore drive could be the thing that kind of saves the universe in some way. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Do you think the spore drive will return? I sure hope so, or we'll have to stop doing this.
Have you ever tried eating a corned beef sandwich in zero gravity?
Are you a veteran of the Great Emu War of 1932?
Do you long for a simpler time when the world's greatest global crisis involved horse manure?
If the answer to any of these questions was no, then we have the podcast for you.
Epic Fails of History.
A podcast that delves into the most epic fails of, history.
Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
The only thing we have to fear is...
Epic Fails of History.
Subscribe today on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Podbean, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. We've got more random tales of fail coming your way, so stay tuned for more Epic Fails of History.
All right. Rapid fire questions. Tyler's written rapid fire yes or no answers only. Who's the captain? No.
Yes.
All right. Someone did not proofread this. No.
I'm going to say Saru. Will there be Klingons? It'd be weird if there weren't. I don't think that they'll be as prominent as before, but yeah, there's got to be at least one Klingon character, right? Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Do the Borg still exist? I don't know.
You know, I don't know how to answer that one. I kind of don't think so. It seems like there was two options. Either they were going to assimilate the whole galaxy at this point, or they were going to get obliterated by this point. And that might have something to do with the burn. I'm not really sure. Well, you know, and then what happened, Picard kind of hints at maybe a different future for them. I don't know.
Yes? That'd be cool.
Yes. Is there still a neutral zone? No.
I also don't know.
Probably not. You know, like, this is almost 1,000 years in the future. There's going to be... The star charts are going to be remapped. Not only that, but, like, space itself is always in motion, right? So, I don't know. Like, all those planets are different spots now, presumably. Yeah, I don't know. It would be weird if there was still... If the Romulans still kind of had a beef with the Vulcans at this point. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
No. Is there an economy? Yes, but it's of like an economy of goods and that kind of stuff. Anyway.
Yes.
There always was.
Probably, because the Federation collapsed. It's probably like a black market economy kind of situation. I hope that when the Federation's reformed, it will be more of what it was supposed to be. You know, like we've seen like a lot of like corruption behind the scenes of the Federation and Discovery and in Picard. And I want to see, I guess, I don't know, a more ideal version of that going forward. Will Michael's mom appear? You know, I feel like she has to eventually, right? Like, they really set that up, like, that emotional arc, and it seems like it'd be weird to kind of just write her out of the show. I don't know if she's going to show up right away. It might be at the end of the season, or maybe that's going to be, like, an ongoing story, like the search for Michael Burnham's mom.
No. Maybe in flashback. If she does, only in flashback.
No.
I'm going to break the short answer and say probably not. From memory, I think she was 950 years in the future, and they jumped 930 years into the future. I don't know if that was on purpose. I don't remember. So, yeah, I don't think they went far enough. So in 20 seasons, we will see Michael's mom.
Random bold predictions. Okay. Make a bold-ass prediction based purely on the name of an episode. Whoa, there's an episode called Unification 3? Shit. Tyler, don't listen to this part. Tyler, I'm going to do a clap now so you can see it in the waveform, and then I'll do another clap when I'm done. Unifications Part 1 and 2 are as a two-part episode in The Next Generation where Picard has to help Spock with a mission to try to bring the Romulan and the Vulcan people together again. And the fact that this one's called Unification 3 is very interesting because that really implies that it's going to be dealing with the Vulcans and the Romulans. Maybe we find out that they did merge together again at some point and we're going to meet their combined force in the future. That'd be cool.
I'm supposed to make a bold assumption about each of these episodes based on their titles. That hope is you. It's not talking about Michael. It's probably talking about Saru is the hope. Hopefully. That'd be really funny. Forget me not. That's a name of a flower. Maybe something to do with flowers. Botany. Maybe Stamets is up to something else. Guy trying. They're gonna go on a dangerous mission and someone's probably gonna die or be very close to dying. Scavengers. I think they're gonna have to fight off someone trying to pick apart the Discovery or trying to steal the spore drive.
Alright, so random bold predictions. So, the title Unification 3, I'm sure there's so many people that have brought this up as far as fan theories go and stuff. Like, alright, well, we're just gonna have to spoil this one for Tyler, I think. But there's a pretty famous two-parter on TNG called Unification Parts 1 and 2. The title Unification 3 implies that it's a continuation of that, but it might be a red herring. It might have nothing to do with that, but it could be. Like, I feel like it's either going to be a direct tie-in to what happens in that two-parter, or it's actually going to have something to do with the Kelpians and the Bool.
Unification 3. Ooh. No, reforming of a Federation-like organization after its collapse. The Sanctuary. They're going to go back to that place with all the time crystals. Terra Firma. They're going to make it back to Earth? Maybe?
So, random bold prediction. I'm going to make a bold-ass prediction based purely on the name of an episode. So, let's see, what do we have? So, The Good of the People. I think this episode is going to be about the burn. And it's like my other theory of the burn. So, this theory for the burn is that Bernie Sanders was like frozen, and he gets unfrozen, and he's like a political leader in the like far, far future that this episode takes place in. So, when they make references to the burn in the trailer, it's to Bernie Sanders. Yeah, totally. That makes sense, right? Uh-huh.
The Citadel. Ooh. What could that refer to? A giant spaceship of some sort is going to show up. The Good of the People. That just makes me think of the Vulcan saying the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. So I'm going to guess someone's going to have to sacrifice themselves for the good of the people. Outside, they have to travel outside of the universe in some way. Maybe traveling to the mirror universe.
I don't think I have any other predictions, really. I want the show to not go back to where it was in the timeline. I think I don't think they would. I think it would be silly for them to go back to where they were in the timeline. So I think they're going to stay in the future. I really hope they do. That's my biggest prediction, is that I hope they stay in the future, at least in the future, relative to the next-gen DS9 Voyager era. If they came back to 3 days after Star Trek Nemesis, I would be fine with that. What if that's what it's about? Okay, Tyler, stop listening again. Here's another clap. What if that's what Unification Part 3 is? What if they come back to when Spock is trying to stop Romulus from exploding, and Discovery actually helps Spock to stop Romulus from exploding, which means that Romulus never explodes, which means Nero never goes back in time and starts the Kelvin universe. And that's what Unification Part 3 is about, is that the Romulans and the Vulcans become united and Romulus never explodes, which means Picard, the series Picard, never happens. So that probably won't be it, huh? That probably not. All right, anyway, there's my predictions. Sorry, my editing, or sorry I put spoilers in here, Tyler. They're not really that bad of spoilers if you listen to them. It's not a huge deal. I mean, it's okay. It's not great, but it's okay. Anyway, I hope Discovery Season 3 is awesome, y'all. Have a good one. We'll talk to you next week with our thoughts on Episode 1.
All right, and that is all for this prediction episode. Let us know on Twitter at Too Young for This Track, where that's number 2 and the number 4, what your predictions for the season are. And yeah, we'll find out tomorrow if any of those can already be marked off. Like, I don't know, most of them probably can't. Like, maybe Michael's mom will show up. But anyways, I would also like to suggest you go check out the podcast Two Brothers, One Pilot. It's two brothers, and they watch the first episode of shows and tell you if it's worth checking out. And I recommended that they check out the TOS pilot, which isn't really the first episode, but they list it as the first episode on Netflix and lots of things for some reason. So yeah, they watched that, and they gave us a little plug, so I just wanted to give them one back. So yeah, go check them out. And that's it. We'll see you next week after we've watched Discovery Season 3, Episode 1. One to beam out.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.